And I think for this little bit, for a couple minutes, for the private group, that mainly for you just to show up like you're doing now and say, private group, regular people can actually potentially get into government. It's not impossible. And, you know, I think it's just an inspiration for everybody to be courageous enough to do what they feel like they need to do. And
yeah. And it's going to take Americans, you know, just like the guy who was, was in New Jersey, the guy that the other trucker had $153, spent $153 and won the state Senate seat.
And there are offices that can be won.
Yes.
With good people.
People are waking up, and that goes to show people are tired. I think people are ready for everyday American loving individuals to go into office and help run this country, because we're them, you know, we are the right. Average people. We know, you know, what a gallon of milk costs. We know, you know, that we are suffering from these gas prices,
right.
You know, we know. So we have to help each other. That's the best way that we can help this country, because right now we still do have a representative form of government. So we need to put people in office that represents us.
And you said you think there's a few other ones too running for office.
Absolutely.
If you want to connect them with us.
I will.
I'll try to at least give them a little free advertising and promotion.
Okay.
Absolutely. What do you see happening with what's worrying a lot of people that we're talking to now, with the intention to make everybody take this forced, what Dr. Zelenko calls a poison death shot?
You know, you're messing with people's livelihoods, the way people eat, you know, I think it may even end up causing some type of struggle or war, if you want to say, here in the United States, because you can't force free people to do that. And what they're doing, they're taking away people's livelihoods. They're threatening people's children.
Yeah.
And so people are going to draw a red line, you know. And so I hope it don't get violent. But if this continues down this road to where you're going to force people to take this jab or eat.
Decide between those two. Yeah.
You have to decide between those two.
Which is what they intend to do. I mean, that's the idea. Biden has just announced that, well, we should do it to smaller companies too. And we need to inject kids down to newborns.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And I totally believe that they're doing that with the smaller companies because they're trying to destroy all of the small businesses in the United States so the corporations can rule. And there's that fascism with the corporations and the government again. But I honestly believe that they're really trying to shut down every small business in America. So people have to be, you know, subservient to the government and to the corporations.
Right. So, I mean, there's a reason to try to avoid violent civil war, because that would be a big mess. Do you think there's still a possibility to do it in a peaceful manner?
I think so. I think it is. Thank goodness that the Fifth Circuit Court has at least put a stay on the mandate. So as long as, you know, because I know we have some communists in these court systems as well. If the Supreme Court is going to be huge, because I know some of this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And it's going to ultimately come down to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has to rule in the correct and appropriate way for this country not to go down that path of a civil war. If they're
trying to avoid dealing with it right now. I mean, what was it the healthcare workers in Maine or somewhere tried to get heard by the Supreme Court to get rid of the mandate because they were all going to lose their jobs. And the Supreme Court said, well, I don't think we should hear that case.
Let's push it down back to the lower courts, because they're really trying to let the lower courts handle it. But the Supreme Court, I think, is going to be the ultimate decision maker if this country evolves into a civil war or not.
So those justices are going to have to decide if they have the courage to stand up to whoever's telling them what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that a couple of those justices are compromised as well. So,
yeah,
you know, because it's really a no brainer, to be honest. If you're a Judge Clarence Thomas, say, no, it's unconstitutional. I mean, he's the first one standing. No, we can't do this, but he's only one.
I think there's him and one other one. Who's the other one? Gorsuch.
I believe it's him and is Alito, I think, maybe, or one of them. But I think it's him and Alito. It's really a no brainer, you know, because it's unconstitutional. You can't force free people to do anything.
Right. Exactly. Even if the pandemic were real, you have to choose between a free country and having the government take care of everybody. You can't have both.
Can't have both. Definitely can't have both. So,
well,
okay. We'll see.
Yeah. We just want to encourage as much support for you everywhere we can as possible. And
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We'll stay in touch, and hopefully you still have time to get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. I'll get 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good.